The boats are long, 47 feet long. They look like canoes, but with large dragon heads and tails. At a recent event in Cleveland, 20 paddlers sat in rows of two lining the boat, while one person steered and another set the pace on a drum. Dragon boat racing originated in China over 2,000 years ago. U.S. Dragon Boat Federation President Connie Flesseris says the sport's appeal comes from the teamwork it requires.
We are the only sport that we know of where 20 people do exactly the same thing at exactly the same time.
Dragon boat racing is also intensely athletic and competitive, working the upper body to paddle sprint length distances, 200, 500, or 1,000 meters. That's what appeals to Ketty Finneran. She's part of the Gathering Place Dragonflies, a Cleveland team of cancer survivors.
Sometimes after people have cancer, they feel a little bit like maybe their body has failed them. And this is a way to come back strong and do it in a competitive way and a social way.
In 1996, a Canadian oncologist named Don McKenzie published a report detailing the experiences of A Breast in a Boat, a team of breast cancer survivors. McKenzie's team challenged the conventional wisdom.
We were really challenging a myth. You know, we were saying, okay, the thinking is that if you do exercise, upper extremity exercise, even such things as playing golf was sort of frowned upon.
The worry was that survivors might develop lymphedema, a major swelling of the arms. But McKenzie found that the sport, and physical exercise in general, was a great way for survivors to get their strength back while gaining a sense of community.
That lowers the risk of recurrence and greatly lowers the risk of developing things like lymphedema. It improves quality of life and it also improves survival in a lot of people.
Anne-Marie Grossman is on the Dragonflies team too. She says being around other survivors helps on days when things get tough.
I would come down here feeling weak and down, and once I got on the boat with everybody else, I all of a sudden that energy came through and you forget about how you feel.
The Dragonflies paddle on the Cuyahoga River and compete at the annual Cleveland Festival. The team is made up of survivors. Members range in age from 35 to 70. Sally Wilson, another Dragonfly, was approached to join the team while she was still in treatment in 2011. She's been paddling ever since.
All the chemicals that have been put in your body, you know, everything that you've been through will come out via exercise, and that's what I liked about it. And it really makes you sweat.
There are more than 170 breast cancer survivor dragon boat teams around the world, and more than 40 are in the U.S. Despite that base of support, McKenzie says he still faces opposition when helping new teams get started. But his theory that exercise is positive for breast cancer survivors has been supported over the years by researchers from Yale and the University of Pennsylvania. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.